Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket, teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, so OBM can tackle any of your copier problems and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns. Visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. Speaking of OBM, we're going to go to the Ohio Business Machines hotline right now and welcome in All-Pro and Hall of Fame defensive back Rod Woodson, who will be calling this Sunday's game against the Texans on Westwood One Radio. Rod, thanks so much for taking the time to join us here on CBD.
No, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Rod, you know this division very well, obviously, and you know it's been a long time since a Browns team has been in this position, 19 years to be exact. What is your take on this year's team, and are they for real?
Well, they're playing well. They still have a lot of football left in front of them, and you know, when you go back and look at what they've done so far, the last two times they've played divisional opponents, the Pittsburgh Steelers and, they put it on them, and they put it on the Cincinnati Bengals. And, they have 7 games left. 4 of those games are on the road, and 2 out of the 3 losses are on the road. So, I think a lot of questions are going to be answered about how good they are. And even from themselves, I think looking in the mirror, they believe they can beat these teams in the AFC North. And right now they're doing so.
Rod, speaking of, kind of having to prove themselves, speaking about the quarterback position here in Cleveland with Brian Hoyer, he has been pushed through training camp by Johnny Manziel. What is your overall perspective on him as a quarterback right now this season and the way in which he's playing, and also to the future quarterback of the Cleveland Browns as we move forward into next season and beyond?
Well, he's playing well. He played well last year. You remember, he was really throwing the ball extremely well last year. He got hurt. Then everybody start questioning about the quarterback position. Should he be the quarterback? Should he not be the quarterback? He's come back this year and it's played well. 10 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions. I know his numbers aren't great. He's only completing about 58% of his passes, but I think he's done a wonderful job for this football team. If he's going to be the quarterback of the future for the Cleveland Browns, or if they don't know if they want him to be the future quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, then, that's out of his control. All he can really do is go out there and play good football, and right now he's doing so. He kind of reminds me of Alex Smith, with the difference is he takes shots down the field, and he has a strong arm. He's played well for him. He doesn't take a lot of sacks. He doesn't turn the ball over a whole bunch. I like the way he plays quarterback.
He's been the best down-the-field thrower in the NFL so far in passes of more than 20 yards in the air, and part of that's been set up by the Browns' ground game, a three-headed monster running back with Ben Tate, Terrence West, Isaiah Crowell. You look at the Browns, though, Rod, you look at the skill position. Josh Gordon's been out all year. Jordan Cameron's missed about half the season. Those were their top 2 receivers from a year ago. Both went to the Pro Bowl, and yet this passing game continues to flourish. What have you seen from Kyle Shanahan's scheme that has really kind of opened your eyes and said, wow, it's pretty remarkable what he's doing when you consider the talent that's out there?
Well, everybody's talented. And I think what happens in this league is that if we don't recognize the name, we believe they're not real good. They're not star players. And, everybody has a beginning. You just never know about how good somebody's going to be in this league until they get an opportunity. I think what I like about Kyle's offense is, yes, it's predicated on the run. And the play-action passes on some of those stretch plays and taking shots down the field, the misdirection. And it's getting defenses to see of how disciplined they are and how good their eyes are. And only can do that offense if you have a quarterback that can run it. And I think Hoyer has done a tremendous job of running it. He's taken some shots down the field. He's been doing very well looking down the field and finding his open receivers and putting the ball on the money.
Rod, as you said, moving forward, 4 of the last 7 will be played on the road. So we definitely have our hurdles in front of us. But again, because of your experience in the AFC Central, or AFC North as it is called now, what in your mind, because you are a huge part of this rivalry, what would a playoff game and a playoff game atmosphere look like in the city of Cleveland?
Well, that old dog pound was kind of nice. Even though it was a hostile environment, that muddy, dirty field was kind of nice to go into, that small ugly little locker room was kind of nice to go into. But it would be great. I mean, you know, to host a playoff game in the new dog pound with the new Cleveland Browns, the way they're playing really good football. And it's been a long time since a playoff game has been held there. I think it would be a crazy atmosphere, especially if it's against one of its NFC North foes.
And Rod, a little birdie, your buddy Andy Hecht, shared a story with us about a personal drive that you took from Cleveland back to Pittsburgh and a pit stop that you made. And if you wouldn't mind shining some light on that situation.
A pit stop that I made?
Yes, at a gas station, and you ran into some Cleveland Browns fans?
Well, I mean, you know, anytime you're around Cleveland in that area, you know, they are friendly. They're very nice people. But they love their Browns. You know, when you wear your, you know, when you wore the black and gold, and I also wore the purple and black for a little while. You know, they gave their love, but they let me know that they were Browns fans.
As I would expect that they would. Talking with Rod Woodson here on the Ohio Business Machine Sideline Hall of Famer, and a guy who was the first person to make the Pro Bowl as a corner, a safety, and a kick returner. Pretty impressive there. So you know the back end of a defense pretty well. And I think one of the keys to this run the Browns are on right now, 3 in a row, 5 of the last 6, has been the play of this back end of this defense with Joe Hayden, Buster Screen, Tashawn Gibson leading the league in interceptions, and Dante Whitner. How do you assess that group and where they rank in the NFL?
Well, you know, Dante Whitner is just a thumper. You know, he's one of those guys that he's an old-school safety that I'm glad to see him still playing. He's back in the his area of his neck of the woods.
Yep.
You know, you see Gibson, who has 6 interceptions. You know, Buster, he has 4. You know, I know a lot of criticism has gone Joe's way throughout the early part of the year. He's a good player. This is a solid secondary. It really is. I like the way they play. You know, Paul Kruger, you know, he gets after the opposing quarterbacks. He has 6 sacks. They've done a tremendous job. And if you really look at what they've done in the last 3 games, they have 8 sacks, 6 interceptions, 3 fumbles, 1 block punt. I mean, 8 sacks and 9 turnovers in the last 3 games. That's why they're winning football games. And I know they're not leading in any statistical categories, basically, on the defensive side of it. But what they do, they turn the ball over, and they don't let – opposing offenses get into the end zone. They're 6 in scoring defense, and that's how you win football games. I mean, it's a simple formula, just not easily done.
It's right, and it's the formula Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer tried to bring in here when they said, listen, we're going to focus on defense and running the football. We've seen that model be successful around the league, and that's what's happening right now. Obviously, not this Sunday. But the following Sunday in Atlanta, Josh Gordon will make his return to the team. We know he led the NFL in receiving yards last year in only 14 games. Just talking from a schematic standpoint, Rod, what does the presence or the return of a guy like Josh Gordon do to the way a defense has to scheme against the Browns?
Well, I mean, he's a big, scary target. You know, I think what's been good, though, for this football team is they're winning without Josh.
Yeah.
And I think they understand they can win without Josh. So, when Josh comes back, he has to be a part of the offense. And it's really been good for the receiving core for not to have him there, even though everybody wants their playmakers there. But it's going to be good to have him back in the mold because now defensive coordinators have to start paying attention to him. Are they going to roll the coverages his way? And then that'll put the one-on-one matches to all the other receivers who have been playing extremely well throughout this early part of the season. So, you know, having your playmakers back into the fold, going into the playoff run, is going to be very dangerous for the Cleveland Browns.
And you know this division well. Mike Pettine, a first-year head coach, seems like he was almost made for this division. How would you assess his performance, and what do you think has been the key to his success, taking a team that, you know, hasn't – there are so many guys on the roster that have never won 6 games in a season, and yet they've won 6 of their first 9.
I mean, you know, you look at the landscape of the National Football League, and it's a passion-driven league. It's a quarterback-driven league. And what I love about the Cleveland Browns, they run the football, they play action pass, they play solid defense. You see the population of the helmets for the defensive players around the football to be tremendous. That's old school football. And, you know, I really believe, and I think the Seattle Seahawks last year showed you old school football still can win championships. You play solid defense, you can run the football, your quarterback can make some plays down the field, and you can win a Lombardi Trophy.
You certainly can, Rod. We really appreciate the time. Looking forward to hearing you on the call on Westwood One this Sunday when the Browns host the Houston Texans. Appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Guys, I appreciate you having me on.
All right. That's Thanks. Rod Woodson, Hall of Famer, one of the best to play the game. Certainly not a big fan. You know, I'm sure the Browns fans can be tough on him because he was pretty darn good against the Browns, but certainly great to have him here on the show with us. And he'll be on the call, as I said, for Westwood One this Sunday when the Browns take on the Houston Texans, looking to get to 7-3. When we come back, final half hour of the show, your phone calls, 216-578-0850. I know we've had a lot to get to, a lot to digest here on today's show, and also we'll do a little after further review as we do every single Tuesday, so we've got that coming up as well. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.